This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood. Spotlight.
Beautiful babies of God, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl, and I'm Danny, and I bring forth a question for you gals today.
Oh, you do? This is a new thing, you starting out with a question,
because
whatever
nervous.
We've got like to bring suddenly goes poof.
Is that a
and
problem?
Then we all
and we
have
don't
to
know
focus.
What direction you're going to lead this podcast in, something like totally off.
No, I won't lead it.
Okay, what's your question? Because now I'm intrigued.
I just,
darn
okay,
it.
Here's the thing. I had to quick pack a lunch today. I rode on my moto, and so I couldn't eat on the way. So I had to pack it on the bike. And
do you know real motorcycle cool guys can eat and ride?
like steak dinner, knife and fork. Yeah. Well, so I packed a bunch of stuff, fruits and vegetables in different bags. And then as I sort of rode out, I realized, you know, I've got carrots in a Ziploc bag, grapes in a separate Ziploc bag, and then those Ziploc baggies are in a larger Ziploc bag.
You're enshrouded with xenoestrogens. Is that what you're worried about?
I'm just wondering, like, have I created a compounding situation where like methyl, diethyl, ethyl, Bethyls are going to invade my body when I eat this
That's
fruit?
That's a good question, actually, isn't it?
Or am I projecting my childhood trauma in trying to now manage fear that's unrealistic?
Yeah, well, let me just address that. Just immediately. There's two ways you could go, I reckon. You could go to the facts, and the facts are there's probably ethyl, bethyl, methyl, twethyl all in there and shrouding your food.
But you can't smell it, but it's
but
there.
You could go, like I have gone in the past, and go all glass and go all purist worry about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And go so psycho and not drink anything.
And have stomach problems.
Anything out of anything plastic, John. Like he'll dehydrate himself because it's not coming out of a copper vessel. He only drinks out of copper.
Yeah, he does.
Or glass. Or special glass.
I love that he doesn't have a
but
mic.
Listen,
yes.
And then you can get psycho like John. And literally, I have made myself sick out of fear. You know, when it would have behooved me to just shove a bit of plastic around my food.
Yeah.
And not fear. Oh, so there's a balance.
I think there's a balance. And I think as I can, I get rid of plastics as I can.
I don't throw hot water in a plastic mug.
No, I don't microwave in plastics. Ring doesn't even microwave, of course. But, you know, and nothing hot in plastics because then you're leaching more. I used to put everything in plastic baggies for my fridge. And now it's more glass. I'm not all the way there yet.
When I'm at home, it's glass because I don't worry about weight. But like if I'm traveling, I know,
on your motorbike, carrying glass things,
you
I don't
like
know.
Look like Amelia Bedelia with a stack of dishes,
yes,
you know what I'm talking about?
Will.
That's been me. I used to carry a cooler.
Yeah,
I travel
and you know
for
you
work.
Can cut yourself and die with a glass.
You could.
You could.
See, people don't think about
so
this.
So I don't know. I think your balance thing, Serena, is pretty cool.
Yeah, because I really was.
The toxins from fear are
I
so
really
much
was
worse.
The purest to the purest where it overtook my brain and all I thought about was the things in the world coming to get me.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I may have an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always thinking about the things in the world coming to get
me.
The water out of
monsters.
My tap.
Yeah.
I'm just like, how we can't this isn't from the earth.
Well, guess
this
what?
Is from my toilet.
No.
If you live in a city.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're getting into fear state.
I'm getting
so
into
just stop
it,
okay?
I can relax.
Okay, good.
And I'm done.
Hey, but I have a funny story to tell in Serene. We are gonna get to some meat here because guess what? Today's gonna be a super cool practical party. Superfood spotlight. I'm not telling what it's about yet because you're going to have to wait to get through this story. So
it's
indulge
not about
me.
Carrots, is it?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Danny, we just lost another 1,203 listeners.
What?
Why?
They don't like you crunching or Serene crunching. Now, my crunches are good.
No, your crunches are not good. Why are your crunches
good? No, I'm just joking. No one here likes to hear us eating on the mic.
He slowly backs away from the mic.
Unless you don't care about those. There's some of those
hey,
could
Bell.
Have been
they
men.
Can
Leslie
go.
Bell.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to tell a story in Serene because we just got back from Mexico for our couples trip. We do this every year. You know, we go to my timeshare. And Serene, you all know from previous potties what a minimalist packer she was. She spent a full potty telling you that she packed for herself, her husband, and her child in one backpack, and we went to China for 10 days.
Yeah.
Well, I always sort of piped in that party sings, but Serene, you kept borrowing all my stuff. Remember that? I tried
to project it. Well, I got traumatized. We went to New Zealand on the curly, curly roads, and I only brought one pair of wool of everything, one pair of undies, one singlet, one wool skirt.
Yeah, and your pride for the minimalism was so huge.
My baby vomited over all of it on the windy roads on the first day in NZ. And you just can't get it out of the wool, man. It's not like vomit for the whole entire
trip. Yeah, so this is so funny.
I forget that there's still babies out there vomiting.
Yeah, there are.
I haven't had one in a while. And they poop up their back.
Yeah, but you were just talking about your dog. A dog pooping and vomiting in your car, which was worse. Way worse.
You know.
Okay, so I was sort of worried because I get peer pressure about Serene and Vange. Their Vange pack's so light. And, you know, Serene was ultra minimalist. And I have a big suitcase. And I jam it with everything. I always am at that verge of 50 pounds. You know, you can't go over, you pay extra. But I'm like, I weigh it beforehand. It's always like 49 points.
Are you that girl on the Titanic?
Oh, yes.
Full bags.
Because you don't know what you're going to wear, Danny.
You don't.
You got to take all your clothes.
You got to wait till the spirit leads you.
Well, guess what? I was so peer pressured. My sister's going to look down on me. My sister's going to look down on me. And here comes Serene to the airport with a bigger bag than mine, dragging it. Okay, so the people put
you want to know why? Because I've been peer pressured into a new haircut by my sister that takes 7 brushes.
Okay,
and the hair dryer.
Guess what?
Hey,
they had to get
you got good hair. I noticed today.
It was not heavier, today. It was above weight, and they had to put a special
above
sticker on
weight.
It called heavy. So she went from the minimalist.
Hey, this is a special trip, though, without the children, right? So I just put the fancy dancy dress.
She was honeymooning.
Are
man.
You over your minimalism?
Yeah,
it's all about comfort now, eh?
Yeah, well, this one is on rollers and my minimalism bag was heavy. I could tote it everywhere.
Oh,
my
goodness. But the whole funny thing is with this bag is she had everything she owned in that, right? Well, we've been
everything.
Home a week now from Mexico and it still hasn't arrived.
They got lost. It went poof. Like literally poof. They have no idea where it is.
It's hilarious.
It has everything in it, like everything to keep me alive.
So some of these minimalists.
Disgusting because I can't find my 7 brushes. You know, they're all minimalist.
Some of you guys lie to yourselves, though, because it's like, I'm a minimalist, but it's like, you look like a one-man band walking around covered in gear.
But that's what happened to me. My
it's
back
like,
hurts,
just
my neck hurts.
Yeah.
I had all my vomit clothes in the back.
Yes.
So that's what happens to minimalists. And then you travel and you're doing all this exciting stuff. You get to your hotel room at night. It's a hotel motel.
I don't know.
Depends on if it has a door outside or inside.
Okay. Yeah, that's whatever. So you get in there late at night. You don't go to bed. You're washing everything in the sink.
It depends on your socioeconomic class.
It's so true. But you know what? It's so funny. You know how people, okay, you know how you got those people. You know them, Danny. Maybe you were them once. You have a really quite illustrious life before you turn to follow the Lord, right? And so maybe you were dating all the people and maybe...
No, I didn't date all the people.
Okay, you weren't. But
I was
maybe
scared.
A lot of people are and they do things they kind of regret. And so then they're like, hold on, that's not going to be for my children. And so they go extreme and they're not allowed them to date and they're not allowed to kiss till they're married and all that, like swing, right? So, darling Serene, it's kind of like what happened to you.
Yeah, I'm
you know,
swung to the other
you
side.
Swung
I'm
to the literally, there's no balance.
At every time, my husband's like, quickly remove stuff, Serene. Remove it and put it in your carry-on because I'm having to pay $100 everywhere. My bag was charging us an extra $100.
For the heavy.
Because it was that heavy. It was the one with the sticker. No one else had a sticker.
No one.
Can't you just pull the sticker off and save a couple hundred?
No, they know. They do it.
They know.
Anyway, all that to say, hey, that was our intro, indulging about ourselves. But we want to talk about a whole superfood spotlight on quinoa.
Yeah, no quinoa, people.
Quinoa. I thought for sure it was quinoa for this year.
Yeah. All the rookies think of it as quinoa.
Yeah, quinoa.
Why do I love quinoa? Because I had it for breakfast this morning. That's why I want to talk about
hey.
It.
So the whole episode is going to be about quinoa.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
Why not?
Quinoa. It's so incredible, you guys, because I love a grain for breakfast, and so I'm usually having my oatmeal.
With protein.
Of course, with protein. Use my
but
cream
for new peeps in the room.
Yes.
We anchor everything around protein.
But sometimes I just get the urge to branch out and do something different, and the reason I decided to do a quinoa week or quinoa week was because I felt a little bit achy in the last couple of days. I could just feel my neck hurting and you know that often can lead to a headache for me and I'm like, I'm going to cut this off because I have read that quinoa is so anti-inflammatory. It's so good
Say
for people
any
who suffer with headaches and it has always helped me in the past.
Or nosebleeds. I'm not saying quinoa particularly, but
yeah.
I think I had chronic nosebleeds my whole life
right.
until I got off all the inflammatories.
Quinoa is incredibly anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
And you know that word anti-inflammatory is just it's just thrown out. It's anti-inflammatory. But what does that really mean?
Yeah.
It means that you're actually protecting your cells from molecules that are unstable, from free radicals that are the ones that lead to disease.
Yes.
So anti-inflammatory is a huge thing. And why is it anti-inflammatory? Because it has two plant compounds, quercetin and camphorol, and they are so anti-inflammatory. They're protecting you from those free radicals.
Yeah. Sure. They're spoke like, that all off the top of her head, eh?
Free radicals. I always picture like punk rockers from the 60s or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like chains and they're like just running around, whoa, in your body.
And about the quinoa, and Pearl's going to get into it because she's all hyped and piped, but it is actually a complete protein. It has all of those nine.
What does that mean, complete protein?
Okay, so your body can make some amino acids, but there's nine of them that it cannot make.
Mm.
And so you have to get it from food. Well, quinoa contains all of those nine that your body cannot make.
Okay.
And in one cup of quinoa, you get 9 grams of protein, which isn't as great as steak, but it's fantastic when you're adding it to your meal.
Yes, and it's very absorbable protein.
Yes.
And your body assimilates it so well.
And it's so wonderful. You know, here at Trim Healthy Mama, you know, we think about things that are going to help us keep our waistline. And the thing about quinoa is it has this wonderful, high-quality, clean protein, which satiates and curbs the snacking monster. But the other thing about it is it's so high in fiber, higher than brown rice, higher than most grains and seeds out there, quinoa.
Wow.
So with that satiating fiber and satiating protein, you've got like a double whammy.
Mm. Oh, yes. And I like for breakfast, when I do these weeks of quinoa, because it's not something... Quinoa, you want to make up a big batch ahead of time and keep it in your fridge and just make meals with it. That's what I do.
Especially if you're a freak out like me and you want to do the soak first.
Yeah,
soak. Like a bag of rice in the fridge.
Yeah.
That's something I've done.
Yeah. And so I have a glass container. I've had it twice already today. So for my morning breakfast, I just threw a quinoa in. I'd cooked it so it was still warm. I cooked it up this morning. Threw it in my bowl. And to accentuate the protein, I did 2 tablespoons of our Creamy Dreamy hemp protein. So then you're so infused with protein and it's all really
great
and absorbable.
And I love it because it's a plant protein. Now, we love animal protein here too. We love it. But we don't like to just get extreme and just be on one side of things. I think it's so great when you balance it. Mm-hmm. Then you're getting the best of both worlds. And so it's great to actually throw in some plant proteins too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously, we sell plant protein. Is it normal and healthy to get protein out of a plant? And how do you...
Why not?
That's always just throw...
We should balance all our proteins. Some plant proteins, some animal proteins, but...
Do you need like a lot of plants to get a little protein?
No, because that's why you use certain things like hemp, like quinoa, the ones with a lot of protein.
Oh,
so a lot of plants don't have a lot of protein. Some plants have a lot of protein. So you harness it from them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you about my breakfast if you want to try it. It's similar to my sweatpants oatmeal. So just throw in the full, I do a full cup of quinoa.
Oh, totes.
And then just some cashew milk, about 3/4 of a cup or something. I do, and then I top it.
So this is all gone in a little saucepan? No, because
it was already
hot.
If it wasn't hot, I would heat it up with this. And then just my mineral salt and cinnamon and gentle sweet on top. It's so fantastic.
Did you slice any banana poos in there or anything?
I'd already eaten half a banana because Autumn left it for me. So I just had it. Otherwise, I would have had it on top.
Right. Mm. That sounds good, eh?
But listen, quinoa is so filling.
Yes, it is.
You think that's not going to fill you, but it's the protein in it. And it's the fiber in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so nurturing. Oh, my goodness. And then let me tell you how I made it for lunch. So you know, that pot of quinoa is still in my fridge. So I made a quinoa bowl. Oh, so delicious. I just like sprayed, because these are both E's, right, on the plant. So we're getting our good carbs. So we're not throwing a whole bunch of fat in, but it tastes like you're having a lot of fat.
New peeps in the room, can you just do 5 seconds while I'm looking something up, Pearl?
Yeah.
5 seconds on why you're not throwing a bunch of fats in with your...
Yeah, so of course, if you're eating an E-meal, which is for energizing, we want to utilize those carbs. And if you put fats in at the same time, that's fantastic if you're at a healthy weight. Danny or even us, we do what you call crossovers sometimes. But if you're in weight loss mode, you want to focus on the carb one at a time. Or if you do a fats meal, focus on the fat. But don't shove them all in the same meal.
Your body
meal.
Can't burn everything at once.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to bulk up, mix those combined
carbs
and fats.
Mix those carbs and fats, baby. So anyway, I just in my pan, I just sprayed it with a little of just a fine spray. So, you know, you're not getting more than 1 gram of fat. And then I threw in my 1 cup of quinoa. I shoved so many handfuls of spinach. You know how they go down to nothing?
Yeah.
You know how you start with a full tub of spinach and you're left with like a tablespoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's if you cook it and cook it. So I didn't. This was cooked for like 3 minutes, but it really beefed it up. I didn't have any other like quick cook veggies, but you could, if you really wanted to beef it up more, you could quick cook tiny veggies, but it was already getting big. And then I put half a sachet, because I already had a lot of protein, quite a bit. I put half a sachet of tuna. So I was at about 19 grams in the end of protein. That was fine for me because I already put I season it with nutritional
yeast.
Which
is protein.
Lots of protein. And then I just did Creole seasoning. It took me 3 minutes, Danny. It was like the yummiest lunch I've had in forever. You guys got to try it.
And that's because you keep the glassware filled with quinoa.
Yeah, and I
in
made a bunch. It will last me all week. I'm going to have a quinoa week. I feel fantastic. My inflammation is gone, Serene.
Your inflammation?
Yeah.
See? That's amazing.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Well, for breakfast, and Sam, my husband, loves this too. I do a big glass pot of quinoa in the fridge too, because I did the purest way. I do the soak with a little acid, like an apple cider vinegar soak overnight in a warm bath of water. Well, you know, just for us that care about stuff we don't need to care about, like getting rid of the phytates.
No, but it does actually, I was reading this morning, it makes all the minerals more absorbable.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay. It just gets rid of the phytates, which makes the minerals, thank you, Pearl, more absorbable.
Hey.
But anyway, so I've got it in the fridge and all I do is I just chuck it on a skillet in the morning, just like 3/4 of a cup to a cup, maybe a cup, yeah.
With butter
I like volume eating. No, I just do it on a little spritz with a non-stick coconut oil spray on the skillet, right?
Daddy, you could do it with butter because you're all about the crossing
you're doing the
of
crossover.
Fuels.
But for me and my husband, I just want to keep it as a knee. And I'll just saute that cup of quinoa with cinnamon.
Oh. Is this one serving?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, if I'm doing it for both of my husband and I, we'll just
two cups. Got it.
Cinnamon, mineral salt, and gentle sweet.
Oh, like mine.
And it's like really delicious. And I'll put like a teaspoon per husband, you know.
One teaspoon per husband.
Like
a teaspoon of
MCT oil. I was getting there.
Okay. You spritz it.
And and I saute that up and it's like spicy and sweet, but it's pilaf texture. It's not soggy. It's not porridge. It's like fluffy.
Okay. So it gets fluffy because you're reheating it.
Yeah, well, it's already fluffy because you've got this fluffy pot of quinoa in the fridge. Yeah. But I'm not adding liquid to it, see? I'm just sauteing it up with cinnamon and spice. Deliciousness.
Not yummy.
And it's hot. And then I get my cereal bowl. And I love my favorite brand of cottage cheese is the Good Culture.
Yeah, I love Good Culture.
So it's grass-fed and it's got the awesome live cultures in it. And I stick a serving of cold cottage cheese on one half of the cereal bowl and stick this hot cinnamon spice sweet quinoa pilaf on the other side. And when I eat it, I don't stirry-stirry. I've trained my husband not to stirry-stirry, right? You just get a little bit of the cold,
like half and
yummy,
half.
Cultured, flavored, sour. You know, it's a little bit yogurt-tasting cottage cheese and you dip it into the hot. Oh. It's almost like ice cream and apple pie.
Yes.
Oh,
it's really good. This is my breakfast.
Dude. Oh, yum.
I felt it in my
heart.
And
another way for lunchtime to do quinoa too. I mean, I used to do it crossover and it'd be great for you, Dan, but now I'm going to try it with egg whites because I just like, I love just doing traditional ease. Is to just get that egg base, whether egg whites or full eggs, and stick a bunch of quinoa and spices in it. And you just make little
You quiche. Do, you in your pan, you spray your pan, you pour your egg whites in.
No, I'm talking you're baking this thing. You're baking it like a quiche. It's like a quinoa quiche. It's delectable. Well, the texture is
why are you going to say that? I have no idea how to make that.
Well, just get a bowl. How many eggs you want? I don't care. How many? And you just put your spices, salt, pepper, little chili
flakes, savory.
Whatever. Yeah. This is for lunch. You're making a bunch. You're just heating it up in your in your air fryer or whatever for you know, you just get yourself a square. And you stuff a bunch of already cooked quinoa in that egg base and you bake it up,
Any
dudes.
Veggies?
Yeah, anything you want. You can stick
anything. Okay, so it's a quinoa bake.
It's amazing. Quinoa bakes are delicious.
Like I've never done a quinoa bake, but now it sounds to me like I could make a custody sweet one.
Or you could do either.
Yummy.
Have you ever had cottage cheese and peaches?
Yes.
Ooh, yum.
That's yummy. Cottage cheese and pineapple.
Can I tell you something?
Oh, yes.
I want to tell you something.
Okay, but before you do that, can I? Because I had something underlined.
Because your big sister.
Oh, yeah. Before, and before you go.
No. You know how we've been talking about the quercetin inside quinoa?
Yeah.
That is so high. Yeah. Like when you think of quercetin, does anyone in this room know what is considered the highest vegetable, the highest thing on this planet in quercetin?
Tomatoes.
Quinoa. No, it's not tomatoes. That's lycopene, Danny.
You mean the one under quercetin? Because quinoa is the highest, right?
Well, no, quinoa is one of the highest. Okay. The highest is capers. Capers.
Oh, I love capers. Yeah, I just had them in my lunch today. I love chucking capers on my salad.
If you put capers and quinoa together, can you imagine? But they tested all these foods and like cranberries are considered super high in all these high foods. And quinoa came out higher. Isn't that incredible?
Let's just take our hat off.
Why do we love quercetin?
You tell us.
Because here's why quinoa works so well for headache sufferers. Okay, fellow headache sufferers, I've been walking out of headaches. I used to be terrible with them, but every now and then they'll try to come back. But I've got my arsenal of things to do. You know, we've talked about olive oil. That's fantastic. But quinoa is so effective for me for various reasons. Quinoa's high in magnesium. Yes. Now, you can take a magnesium supplement. It doesn't help my headaches. I've tried all the magnesium supplements and I know they're good for many things, but because it's in that whole food and it's so absorbable, it works better for me. The other reason is the quercetin.
Well, pregnant woman, listen up too, because magnesium is so incredible for pregnant women.
Yes, and now
especially
just
to stop premature contractions.
Let me put my granny glasses on. Hold on.
They are granny glasses, Pearl.
Yes, but I'm going to talk about blah, blah, blah.
You look
like
an adult.
You look really intelligent.
I'm
like
an
you're about
adult.
To say something really deep.
Okay, but it was
like we can learn from Pearl today.
Yeah, we can.
It is not only so it's so anti-inflammatory and that gets rid of your pain, right? But for those who are allergic, those who flare with certain things, those who have allergies, quercetin is considered a What is it called now? It is when you it's actually a supplement for allergies, asthma, arthritis, gout, and things. If you're reacting to certain things, quercetin is an antihistamine.
Oh,
that's the word.
That is brilliant.
Quercetin is a natural antihistamine.
So not only is it a grain that's gluten-free, it's a grain that's not on the allergen list at all. It's going to help you with
it. It is really good for the immune system. Now, that's why some people turn to quinoa because, if you're doing the grains with gluten, that can have an impact on your immune system.
Quinoa's not even a grain. It's
a
seed.
Not.
Just like buckwheat and amaranth. It's a seed.
So if you have
like
any autoimmune issues going, you want to steer clear of the glutens unless it's very sourdough, like Serene's ancient way of doing it. Otherwise, it can cause your body to just get more markers and you will inflame and it will be even worse. But quinoa is so great because it doesn't have any gluten, but also because it works, it counterattacks.
Yeah.
Like how good? Like 10% better or talking, I can't eat peanut butter, now I can.
Oh, I doubt. Well, if you were like, I wouldn't go eat peanut butter if you have the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if your throat closes with peanut butter, I wouldn't do that. But I'm just talking on a daily basis.
Well, because I've wondered if a lot of our, allergies, because, at first when, everybody getting allergies, it was like new. It's like, oh, I didn't know you could even have an allergy to that or whatever. Right. But I wonder if a lack of foods have caused us to sort of have a tighter available window of food.
It's true, Danny. The longer you stay away from a food, sometimes you need a little break. But then they say, bring it back in small doses. Because you don't want to say, oh, these foods I cannot, these 55 foods I cannot eat forever.
Well, if you say it, you can't.
But then people stay away in their body and then they can't tolerate. They eat it once and they're like, oh my goodness, what a reaction. But what if we just add quinoa in, sort of frequently? It's going to make us more tolerant of these things.
Every now and again, I'll eat dairy just to not let my body decide that I'm not going to ever have dairy again.
I love that.
I want to say something. I'm just going to interrupt, Pearl.
I'm done.
Something else that quinoa has that warrants like our attention.
A hip name,
am I right? It is 20-hydroxyquinone. hydroxyectazone. I hope I pronounced it properly, but it's a compound known to help with weight control. Research suggests that this compound helps burn more calories and consequently aids in weight control. So quinoa has this amazing compound. Not only is it weight loss friendly because of the high fiber and the high amount of protein, but it has this 20-hydroxyectazone that basically burns calories. It's like with oolong tea.
Yes, right. Eating it actually helps your body burn your next meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that today too.
Love it.
Isn't that incredible? That's considered one of the greatest, not necessarily weight loss foods, like, you know, like 90 calorie soup or something that you're going to shred but within, you know, a week. But that's not what we're doing here.
Low calorie foods don't necessarily shred in the end.
No, they don't. We want to turn on mechanisms on our body that make us metabolically faster. That's what quinoa does.
Is you know, quinoa like, no, sorry.
No, you go.
Go, Danny. Go,
I had a question.
Go.
Is
go.
It like an ancient grain, like the ancient peoples would have?
Well, they say it's like 7,000 years old, whatnot.
Right.
Whatever, but it's the, you know, the Andean, it's an Andean food, like Peru, Chile, Bolivia, you know, they're all, it's all part of their cultural diet.
Yeah.
In fact, the long, they call it centennials, the ones that live over 100.
Oh, yeah.
In Peru, they say that they eat quinoa every day and they associate their longevity to quinoa.
I'm going to hit like 120. At least.
Oh, me too. I'm going for it. Bible says I can.
Hey, but I want to read, since I'm onto that, like this whole anti-inflammatory, antihistamine thing, I'm reading something. I've talked to you guys about this book, The Kaufman Protocol, here before. Love this book.
Yes, great.
I'm on the waiting list for her new book, by the way. And she's talking about quercetin here. And she says, since 1977, scientists have been aware that quercetin blocks histamine release. If you recall, so that means your body won't react to something that it thinks it's allergic to as much. Okay. If you recall, histamine is produced and then excreted by various cells in response to stress, which then further stimulates the inflammatory response. Histamine is responsible for that itching that drives you crazy. Quercetin acts by inhibiting mast cell activation and then blocks the release of histamine. There is even a quercetin nasal spray that effectively treats sinusitis, allergic rhinitis, and asthma. Oh, if you're an asthmatic, eat quinoa. Quinoa is huge for asthmatics, and that's funny that I do so well with it because when I was a child, I was an asthmatic. And some people who are asthmatics have this mast cell thing, so that's why my body just settles down with quinoa.
What are you calling mast cell?
Mast cell. Those are the reactive cells. Yeah, Americans probably say mast.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, mast.
M-A-S-T.
Yeah.
And that's my exit. What is this word that you're saying that we're talking about right now?
Mast.
Can you spell it?
Oh, no. Quercetin.
Q-U-E-R-C. Go take it from there.
E-T-I-N.
Yeah. Not quartet, like not.
Not quartet.
Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N.
This is a brand new word for most people.
Is it? Yes.
Yeah, I've never heard it before.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Another thing that quinoa is high in is lysine.
Oh,
lysine is so antiviral. And also lysine helps you use your fat deposits as energy.
Yes, lysine is huge.
Yeah, it's very high.
Especially if you're dealing with any Epstein-Barr or anything that your body just can't shed, right?
Can I tell a little tell on me? I came back from Mexico and all of a sudden I within the shower, soapy, and under my arm, I'm like, oh. That really hurts. And I'm like, oh, there's a knot. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I'm dying.
And then I
like, okay, that's so not the right confession. And I'm just like, nothing formed against me shall prosper. And the whole thing, declaring life over myself. But then 2 hours later, I wake, because this was, I went to bed and I wake up with pain in my other underarm. Now I've got two underarms with these little pebbles that hurt. Yeah. And then, the next day I get two more. So I have two in each armpit and they hurt and they're burning. I'm like, wow, freak out.
She calls me. She's like, Pearl, I don't want you to worry about me. Just pray for me. And I'm not going to be looking up anything and I'm just walking out
so
of this.
So you can look it up for me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I did look it up for her.
But if you notice anything, you know my number.
I did look it up for her and I said, no, Serene, you're fine. The ones that don't hurt are the problem, but you have some sort of infection.
Okay, so talking about lysine, I should have just gone straight to the quinoa, but I only recently realized that quinoa was so high in lysine.
Is Pearl your sanity partner?
But Pearl told me, get on the lysine because it's probably just something viral that you picked up on the plane on the way back from Mexico.
So people are never wanting to go to Mexico.
In all my years, I've never had this happen.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I had an old bottle of lysine. And I just started shoving it down the hatch, like lysine a couple of times
a
day.
Like an old brown bottle you found in the creek.
And then good old Pissy. Sorry, that's her name, her grandchildren call her.
Prissy, yeah, Pissy.
Well, they call her Pissy, yeah. But anyway, they can't pronounce Prissy. But she told me, Pissy said, get on high vitamin C. So I had like 12,000 a day with the lysine. It's done. It's over with, people.
Really?
But lysine. I think lysine was the
key. And a lot of people that get this, I was reading about these underarm lymph node things. It takes months. And Serene's like, oh, been there, done that.
3 days gone. Yeah. Gone.
But anyway,
good old lysine and quinoa, that'd be way bioavailable source. Way better.
That's funny. I always have these mystery things on my, you know, going on, and I'm always, my wife's my sanity partner.
Yeah. It's good to have a sanity partner. Charlie's mine.
Gotta have a sanity partner.
But now I'm my own sanity partner after all these years.
Yeah.
You know,
time. I've become a little bit of an expert myself.
God, me. Yeah. He's the best sanity partner.
No, Danny, you're not dying of the most rare form of cancer. It's in your head again.
But, oh, yes, we should all be eating this stuff. Now, it has an earthy, nutty flavor, right? That at first,
I love it.
I'm so sure so many of you listening right now have tasted quinoa. But when you first tasted
it, I first tasted it on the hilltop.
Did you?
Way back in the day.
I thought at first that it was kind of too earthy for me.
But what did you try first?
You
did
have
you try
salt
the black
on it.
One or the red one? Because the white one is just very mild.
I tried the white one, but I was detecting and it wasn't rice. And I was like, you're not rice. Stop being trying to be like rice, you.
Well,
but then the more I ate it, the more I loved it. And now I love the smell. I love the
earthiness.
You
just have to love it for what it is and try it in your head, not to be like some kind of.
But please, people, you'll never want to make it if you buy it from the grocery store in a bag that says rinse before cooking.
Okay.
Oh, don't ever do that. Get the pre-rinse, because I've tried the rinse before cooking. All the little pieces get all over your kitchen and all over your body and all over into every crack.
Like dust?
No,
I
just
had rinsed before cooking and never got anything over anything.
What
is your problem?
I don't know what my problem is,
What's your problem, Pissy?
It's horrifying. So I just get the pre-rinsed. And then
I think
all you
turned everybody against quinoa. It was
just
bad advertising.
Just buy the pre-rinse. We'll say pre-washed.
Just poofing the bag.
Yeah, just be like me and buy the regular stuff. Just give it a rinse.
Hold on, Serene.
It's fine.
What colander do you use?
You don't.
Oh, is
you
that
get
my
a
problem?
Pot.
Busted.
And you fill it with water and do shaky shaky with your hand and you get all those saponins. It's the saponins.
Yes.
And if you're John, you think saponins are evil. But if you're like me, you think saponins are really
they
cool.
They taste strong though.
Okay, so anyway.
She gives you such a hard time with
John's one of my best mates, right?
I
only tease who
it's
I love.
Best.
So you got all those, and then you go away and you say hello to somebody. You say, I love you to your child, and you give them a hug. When you go back to the sink, the quinoa has gone to the bottom, and you just gently tilt the pot to the side, and all the water goes gone.
Yeah,
and
then
how
so
many
gently.
Times do you have to do that?
I just do it once. If you want to do it twice because you're mental, you can.
Okay, but. Does it because saponins taste bad?
No, my quinoa tastes great.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because saponins are very strong. Yeah.
Now, if you love texture, get the tri-colored quinoa. It has a little bit of the black and the red and the white together, and it gives you the best of both worlds because the light white, it steams up really fluffy.
Mm.
Now the red one has an incredible, has more of the nutty flavor, and the black one gives this little crunch. It's almost like it was fried. Like the black ones taste like you've got little bits of fried. Oh, my family's calling.
Good job, Serene. You got a call.
We interrupt this podcast to bring you another phone call from Serene, from one of her children wanting to know where the salt is.
It's actually my wild sister who we've talked about Mexico. She broke her shoulder on the last Mexico trip. You all remember, or new peeps in the room won't
she
remember.
She shattered her shoulder.
She shattered it to pieces. And so she's finally healed up. And we went back and she's begging us every day, take me back to the island. I want to go back to those rocks I wrecked myself on and climb them again.
She wants to redeem it.
I've got a funny story though. Do you mind? Can you indulge me a funny story?
Go.
Serene,
it's your podcast.
Of Vange for last year. So last year we all had to leave without her. She was in a hospital in Mexico getting her shoulder.
Leave back to the US.
Yeah, we had to come back. She was getting pins put in her shoulder and it was major surgery and it took her most of the year.
It was so shattered her shoulder. It actually touched on some major nerve in her body, they said, that could have paralyzed her. Like the bone was severed into, and it was.
But the hotel we stayed at, it was this sweet little place. You know, it's part of our timeshare, but we go back every year now. And they know us and we just love them. And there was a doctor there because, you know, everyone was alerted that she was coming back and had to get to the hospital. And the doctor for this little hotel was going to take her there and get her, you know, into emergency surgery and everything like that. And he was a sweet man and he took Vange And he was like her father, you know, and it was such an incredible thing. He was there every day. He went to visit her until she came back to the US. And it was just a beautiful relationship that developed between Vange and this doctor. So she's been gone all year, getting stronger, getting better. She went back to Mexico, fully healed, and all she wanted to see was this doctor.
That's all she. But
she wanted to show him her arm that she could raise above her head, and she wanted to say, "Oh, look at me, you helped me," you know.
But now remember, let me just plug this thing in. This is still the COVID times, right?
Yeah.
And of course, this wonderful resort doesn't want to be shut down, so they're masked to the hilt. So yeah, just know that.
Okay, so
it's hard to recognize people.
So we all get off the van from the airport, and Howard gets out with the bags, and he's standing next to this, you know, taller than average Mexican guy, and the doctor was taller, and he says, points to him, and he said, "Vange," right? So now she's not masked because she's Vange, okay? She gets off, and she thinks, "Doctor." And the first thing she does is she runs. I mean, if you know our sister, she's wild and she's extra and she's life. And she's 6 foot, red hair. And I mean, okay, yeah, she's a tornado wherever she goes. She literally runs to this man and engulfs him in the biggest, like, boob pushing hug, like Leslie's hugs, where you can't get away. Like, and she's like, "I can't believe I'm seeing you. Hello, look at me. Do you remember me?" And
like, "I love you. I love you.
She kept saying, "I love you." And she wonders why he's trying to push back, right? He's trying to get away from her hug. And she thinks, "No, that's not right." So she hugs him again. She won't let him get out. And so finally her husband's, Howard's like, Vange, let him go. And so then he said, "He's not the doctor.
He's the bellboy."
It was the bellboy, which was there last year that Howard remembered. And Vange is like, oh, so good to see you.
What so classic Vange and Howard.
The doctor.
Yeah.
And she did finally get to see the doctor on the last day. He wasn't working as much, but they had a great time together. But
so that, classic.
That is so Vange.
And doesn't that relate to quinoa? Doesn't that just pull that full circle and just make you really inspired to go home and steam up a bowl?
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I had a beautiful quinoa bowl and when I was in Mexico. Yes,
so
Serene, we both had it. We had that same thing.
Yes.
We went to this cafe. Now let's say what was in it. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it was a crossover. We enjoyed crossovers the whole time. It was like a steamed bowl of quinoa, and they had a poached Leslie, perfectly poached, because only the British know how to do it so well.
Mm.
A perfectly poached egg.
That's fair.
And avocado.
Avocado on one side.
Yeah, it wasn't all smushy, smushy, swirly, whirly. It was all, everything had its compartment on the plate.
Were there beets?
Yes, like pickled beets and some olives and some goat's cheese.
Does that
fix
beets?
And spinach.
Pickling them?
Fix? I love beets. What do you mean fix?
Beets are just, they're like perfect. Pest control. In
what?
Their,
you've
in
never
form.
You've never really.
That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy.
I tried. I bought some beets out of a like
can. You didn't try. Your mind
you
was closed before you ate
beets
them.
Beets out of cans?
No, I was so brave. And it was like.
No, there's nothing brave about that.
It was a special hipster brand that was supposed to make them palatable to the wheat.
Canned beets are like instant coffee.
Yes,
it's so yes, not right.
Dude, I tried it. You try
one of Serene's recipes in our cookbooks, Danny, and don't say anything until you come back.
Yeah, and
here.
If you start to eat it and your mind is like it is, all fouled up about beets, don't expect to get good results.
All nauseous and sinful.
You could totally love a beet. We'll bring you one.
Like a regular beet that is untreated.
What do you
grate it up in your salad just like it is? Ooh,
Danny, do you like onions?
Extra cayenne pepper, balsamic.
I mean, cooked.
All right. So do you just chomp into an onion?
Never.
Right. Well, we must do things. We were designed to be creative people with
food.
So
beets are like a potent sprinkle.
No.
No, they're delicious. Yeah. I mean, you roast beets. They're the best things in the world.
Well, I need to open my mind.
Yes. You do. And stop dissing beets on our potty.
I just try to beat. A couple times, each time, like every 10 years, I'm just like,
that's what I hear people say about stevia, and I just want to flush.
No, I can eat stevia a palmful in the hand. I mean, I'm
yeah, but you hated
up.
It at first, and then, so you can come a long way.
And I hated stevia after I got off the the saccharine stevia, you know.
Yeah. She didn't know you
new
were
piece in the room. Just go back and listen to the party. Which one was it that we talked about, our saccharine
Serene
stevia?
Serene and Pearl got duped.
Serene and Pearl got duped. I actually had to teach my taste buds to like stevia again because I only like saccharine.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. Everything tastes
you got to be a frequent listener to know what she's talking about.
You just got to open your mind to a new flavor.
Well, that's where I was at. I was in a very strong place, mentally speaking. And I was like, it's time to handle the beat. And I tried. And it was like, this is like roast foot.
Roast foot.
I don't even know how to respond.
Roast duck foot.
Oh, you know, quinoa is also a great sense of iron, a great source of iron.
And if you soak it, you'll make sure those phytates are gone so you can absorb all of that.
Yeah. Once again, it's folate, people. All of those of us with the MTHFR mutation. And I'm going to stop calling it a mutation.
Yeah, the MTHFR blessing.
Blessing, whatever it is. We either have it or we don't.
What does it stand for?
It just means we're not methylating quite as well as some others, but we're probably doing other spectacular things better than the other people.
Yeah. We need all folate. Be gifted at the same thing.
I've heard you talk about this like 90 Very times, and I still have no idea. Rachel. What any of that.
Yes, but listen. But listen, so those people with that variant, they just need to take in foods high in folate, which is the B vitamins that have been that are naturally already methylated. Mm-hmm. They come naturally that way. So, and watch out, and beets very high in that natural methylated folate. Now watch out though for folic acid, because that is actually toxic for those with the MTHFR. Blessing.
So check your supplement, right? Check
it's actually toxic.
Check your daily multivitamin or whatever you're having,
do you
or
have to
anything.
Check food too.
Yeah, or bread from the store.
Anything with
that's not like
fortified
made from
wheat flour. Okay. Anything with white flour in the U.S.
or whole wheat. The whole wheat, Peter,
has been acid. Fortified with synthetic folic acid. So if half of us have this variant, and we don't process that well at all, and that can mess up our methylation, and we have to methylate to be healthy. So
especially when you're pregnant, that MTHFR blessing is more important to get into touch with.
So
you don't have folic acid.
So quinoa, that's why they call it a superfood. Some foods you think, oh, that's a trendy superfood. It really deserves its name. It is amazing.
The gold of the Incas is what it was originally called.
Yes, it's amazingly high in folate. And as I was saying, when we were in Mexico, we had spinach on that bowl. And the only thing Serena and I said to one another, that the spinach was not cooked. We said if it was cooked, that bowl would have been perfect. So today I cooked mine in my bowl and it did make it so well. If you have spinach and quinoa together, your folate is out the roof.
Yes.
You're so high. And listen, as I said before, it is so high in manganese, which is good for headaches, plus magnesium. And the two of those together, they're even more potent.
It's very incredible for your skin, quinoa, too. It's a beauty food. It's beautiful. It actually treats age spots. Yeah.
Ooh,
it gets rid of the age spots. Yeah. It's very high in the B vitamins and the B vitamin 12. And it's high in, let me find out what it's high in. It's a certain thing that gets rid of the pigmentation on your skin, so it fights age spots.
It seems to be missing from our diet then with all these benefits.
Well, I think a lot of us just forget about it.
Yeah.
But who thinks about quinoa?
Well, we think about, I mean, because I love oats so much, I just tend to forget about quinoa.
Right.
But I think I'm going to do week on, week off. So I just
keep oats
it in
and
rotation.
Rice are in my head all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as
we're
like
just
the
more
base.
Familiar with them.
Yeah.
We're 42 minutes. We're good to go, guys.
Yeah,
we're done.
All.
Goodbye. See you next time. Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be
trim healthy mama to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.